When the first farmers and ranchers began to settle this part of north-central Colorado, they found a mineral spring that was unique from the rest. In fact, one characteristic gave us the name of this well-known town here today. That story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When American pioneers began to settle in north-central Colorado, they were entering a vast area which the Native American Utes traveled.
After they acquired the horse from the Spanish, you can see that they really covered a huge territory that goes all the way into Utah, Kansas, New Mexico, up into Wyoming. They were very adept on the horse.
And as Candace Bannister at the Tread of the Pioneers Museum in Steamboat Springs, Colorado shares, when James Crawford led his family here in 1874 to put down the first permanent roots in the area, perhaps the Utes thought it was odd anyone would want to actually stay here year-round.
They actually thought it was not really smart that settlers were wanting to come year-round. So they were nomadic people following game and plants, and so that really wasn't something they were going to stay for the winter.
As more ground was homesteaded, fences began to portion one person's land from another. The Utes' way of life was greatly impacted. The town established here takes its name from one of about 150 mineral springs in the area.
One particular spring was along the Yampa River. It was later called the Steamboat Spring. This spring was actually reported to be a geyser that would shoot many, many feet into the air and made a chugging sound that reminded early French trappers of a paddle wheel steamer of the East.
When the railroad came to town, the path of the tracks impacted the spring so that it is no longer a geyser today. Now, snow sports and tourism are important, but the farming and ranching remains.
As you come down Rabbit Ears Pass, you can see all of the open fields and the conserved ranches and the 35-acre ranches and larger, especially when you go up towards the north, towards Hunts Peak out of here, when you drive west.
The snow was a hardship in the 19th century, but a draw today. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. Steamboat Springs, Colorado. I'm Andrew McCrae.